Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line, Jeff Toth, who's the public affairs liaison for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We're talking about the rush to Toronto, or at least that's what a lot of people were thinking. Might have happened last night. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for being on with us. So much has been made of Taylor Swift shows around the globe. She is in Toronto, began her six-night run last night. And so now we're checking in with you to see if you saw an uptick in traffic for the Taylor Swift shows.
Well, thank you for having me this morning. We really didn't see much of an increase. For the most part, we only saw a slight increase of a few minutes for traffic coming across the border, primarily between like 10 and midnight last night. So we aren't anticipating too much, although you never can tell with future events going on.
Have you been planning for this for a long time? Was this on your radar for a while, getting ready for this?
So what we do is we always look ahead for different events that are happening around our area. And then we try to staff things appropriately based on what those events could mean for our area ports. And then also, like, we do the same thing for holiday traffic and various things, you know, along those lines. So we look at historical numbers for that. But when we have different events like this come up, even for, like, the Bills game, we'll look to staff things more appropriately.
Well, it was anticipated to bring a big rush of people. I mean, maybe more so over the weekend. This was a Thursday, maybe tougher to get people, there and back or off of work today or something like that for the show. How often do you kind of keep tabs on when there's big events north of the border? And do you notice the people coming back when there's a big Toronto event a lot? Or are you thinking people are spending the night over there and maybe coming back the next day?
And that's also a possibility. We do monitor these things frequently, and like I said, we do rely on some historical data when we've come across various events for the area previously, so that we're looking at the data to kind of see when might we see an uptick, and then we try to staff appropriately. We try to have as many lanes open as we can, especially, you know, we have to take a lot of other factors into consideration. And, of course, I mean, our mission priority is always national security. So we're going to try and move traffic as safely, efficiently, and orderly as we can, but we still have to maintain national security, primary mission.
Jeff, for people who have tickets to one of these next five shows for her, is there a site that you can recommend so they can check border wait times?
Absolutely. We have an app for Android, iPhone, for everybody, Border Wait Time, CBP Border Wait Time. You can download the app. You can look at any crossings, land border crossings, Mexican border, on the Canadian border. They're all listed there. So you can at least kind of plan ahead a little bit to see if there is any kind of changes in those wait times. And for our area, I mean, you do have multiple bridges that you can attempt to cross. So if you see an increase at one, you can always try going to another.
Yeah, for people who are making the trip at some point this weekend or maybe next week, I think everyone kind of thinks the Peace Bridge right off the bat. But you mentioned multiple bridges. Does it really add that much or subtract that much time if you use one or the other bridges? Might you have better luck if you don't think Peace Bridge, you know, right away like a lot of people do?
You're going to add a little bit of time, just, you know, the distance. It also depends on where you're coming back to. But if you utilize that app, you can really get a better handle on if there is like a an increase up to a 30 or 40 minute wait at Peace Bridge, and there's only a 5 or a 10 minute wait at Rainbow or something like that, it could be an alternate option for you.
For someone who hasn't crossed the border in a long time, Jeff, what do you suggest and what should they bring with them? What do they need to have?
We always tell all of our travelers to be prepared with a WIDI compliant document, and those are going to be a valid passport, a passport card, enhanced driver's license, Nexus or global entry card. Anytime that you're coming across the border into the United States, declare everything that you're bringing. Answer all the questions truthfully. That's always a good idea. And then we also ask travelers, especially if we are experiencing a little bit of a bump in the wait time, to try and be patient and understanding. We are, like I said before, we are really trying to move everybody in a safe, efficient, and orderly manner.
Are there big changes that have been made? You know, a lot of people might not have crossed the border. Maybe they were regular travelers back and forth, but this stopped after COVID. You know, the border was shut down for so long and haven't really had as much of a reason to go back. It might have been 4 years, 5 years. Has there been a lot of changes in that time period?
Not for what the requirements are. Those haven't changed. We started making it mandatory for WIDI compliant documents in 2009. So it's been the same documentation. And like I said, nothing's changed as far as when you're crossing the border, answering the questions, you know, where you're coming from, what are you bringing back? Those are the big questions. Just be truthful and make sure you're declaring everything. Outside of that, there's really not any kind of changes that we've experienced recently or within the last 4 or 5 years.
All right. Well, you said at the top that there really has not been wasn't a big impact yesterday, maybe a little bit late last night. But do you think maybe Sunday there'll be a bigger impact because of the Bills game?
There's traditionally on the weekends, we always have more people moving on the weekends. It dies down a little bit this time of year with winter coming up. I hate to say that, but we'll always see a little bit of a bump. And Sundays will always see a little bit of a bump just because if people go over to Canada for the weekend and then they're coming back in. That's another great opportunity. If you have the ability to kind of move your travel around a little bit, try to go outside of those busier times. I mean, traditionally through the week, it's like a 9 to 5, but on the weekend, it's kind of hit or miss. The best thing you can do is look at that app, just try and get an idea of what the wait times are looking like.
Okay, good advice. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff Toth joining us from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, talking about heading north of the border, going to see Taylor Swift. I'm sure a lot of people did last night, more over the weekend.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.